today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah the Almighty, dear friends, salam. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. Today's a special, and we want to speak about Islam and Prophet Jesus. Today, Sunday, is the 21st of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Day, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of December, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment and listen to Chapter Maryam, verses 18 to 20.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا.
She said, Indeed, I seek refuge in the Most Merciful from you. So leave me, if you should be fearing of Allah.
قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا.
He said, I am only the messenger of your Lord to give you news of a pure boy.
قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا.
She said, How can I have a boy while no man has touched me and I have not been unchaste?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
One of the recommendations of Allah to His messengers is that they should take refuge in Allah. Therefore, this state has been the moral life of the prophets and the saints of Allah. And that is why when the pious persons feel the probability of committing sin, they tremble in fear and take refuge in Allah, the Beneficent. In this surah, chapter Al-Maryam, the subject of being granted a child from Allah has been mentioned several times. Having a child is something of great value, but greater than this is the purity of the child.
Prophets all came to show people the way, to bring peace everywhere, to take evil away. Prophets all came. Prophets all came.
I invite you to listen to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. What is the status of Jesus in Islam? Christmas, as everyone knows, commemorates the birth of Jesus, peace be upon him, and is a major religious celebration for Christians around the world. But what many people don't know is that Jesus is an important figure in Islam too. Even most Muslims don't celebrate Christmas as a religious holiday, but some, especially some American Muslims, do celebrate it for cultural reasons. Muslims believe that Jesus, called Isa in Arabic, was a prophet of Allah and was born to a Virgin Mary, they also believe he will return to earth before the Day of Judgment to restore justice. All of this may sound pretty familiar to many Christians. So although Muslims do not believe that Jesus is the Son of Allah, a critically important distinction between Muslim and Christian views of him, Muslims do revere Jesus as an important prophet. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the Prophet Jesus Christ. According to Islamic teachings, Jesus Christ is still alive. And in this regard, it's indicated that when the 12th infallible Imam, Al-Mahdi salamullah alayhi, when he comes back among people, because he has long been in a state of his major occultation, when the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam comes back again among people, it's indicated that Jesus Christ will be the second person who would come and who would join him and who would perform salat just behind Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Here it must be indicated that we hope to be felicitous enough to witness, to view, and to experience the sweet days of the presence of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam among us as the ruling Imam, the ruling infallible Imam, together with the Prophet Jesus Christ. The mother of Jesus Christ was Mary. She was certainly a chaste lady, and her chastity, her greatness, her chastity, her greatness, and her station before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was simply very iconic and symbolic. In the Holy Quran, it's indicated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَى نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Certainly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specially selected you, purified you, and especially selected you over all ladies in the world.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
The Gospel of the Shia of Ali. Both Prophet Jesus and Imam Ali enjoin the proper observance of religious law while they reject empty literalism and the immorality it fosters. The condemnation of misuse of religious knowledge for worldly gain is condemned by Imam Ali when he mentions how it was condemned by Jesus. It is reported that the commander of the faithful Imam Ali alayhi salam said, Jesus, the son of Mary, said, the money is the illness of religion, and the scholar, or al-alim, is the physician of religion. So if you see that the physician brings illness upon himself, distrust him and know that he is not advise others. On the commemoration of birthday anniversary of Prophet Isa, peace be upon him, we look at his words, the world and the hereafter. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, said, O assembly of disciples, I have thrown the world prostrate before you. So do not lift it up after me, for one of the evils of this world is that Allah was disobeyed in it, and one of the evils of this world is that the next world is not attained except by abandoning this one. So pass through this world without making it your home, and know that the root of all wrong is the love of this world. Many a vain desire leaves a legacy of lasting sorrow. Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "Blessed is he who abandons the present desire for the absent promise."
When you examine the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam, we see that one of the greatest historical misconceptions is the divinity of Jesus. You know, many people think that he claimed to be God. He instructed people to worship him. If you ask an average Christian, you know, why do you worship Jesus? He'll tell you, well, Jesus teaches me that. I'm following his path. He brought this religion which teaches me that he is divine and that I worship him and that he is the Lord. This is one of the biggest misconceptions in history. Let's examine the life of Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Did he really claim, even according to the current Bible that we have, did he really claim in any way that he's God? Did he ask anyone to worship him? Our question that we pose to the Christians is that on what basis do you worship Jesus? Do you consider him divine? Did he ever say to worship him? Did he ever claim to be God, to be the Lord? Or no? What does the Bible say? Now, interestingly, you will find that the authors of the Bible, those who wrote the Bible, right? None of them really claim that he is God. There is no clear passage in the Bible today that Jesus said he was God. In fact, we find verses in the Bible that hint that he was not God. Let me share with you a few verses. So we have in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verse 18. Mark 10, 18. There's a verse that says there was a conversation when a man came to Jesus alayhi salam and he told him, "You're good." What did he say? How did he respond? He told him, "Why do you call me good?" Jesus answered, "No one is good except God alone." What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Yes, let's hear from you. That's fine. What do you understand from this verse? He's caring, right? Definitely he was a caring prophet. But from this verse, we are told that there's a distinction between him and God. He's not God. The only good, full, absolute goodness, the source of goodness, is God, the Creator. So he's not God. We see that in Matthew 19:17, chapter 19, verse 17. We see that it says, "And he said unto him," he replied to that man, "Why callest thou me good?" Why are you calling me good? "There is none good but one, that is, God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments." So we see that Jesus clearly says in the Bible that only God is absolute goodness.
Dear brothers and sisters, that's all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. So, till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah, and have a nice time.
يا من أتيت فزدت حبنا أسعدتنا وجمعت شملنا أنت هدية من الله لنا
بعد انتظارنا لك طول السنة فيك السرور والهنا حمدا لك يا ربنا عيد سعيد Let's enjoy this happy day عيد مبارك Come on let's celebrate